RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by Voi Green and News in Brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Rupiah continues to trade above 40,000 rupiah against the greenback. China and Japan compete to build Indonesian best bullet train. Now the news in detail. The rupiah's interbank exchange rate fell again by 11 points at the start of Wednesday trading session to commence trading at 40,065 rupiah per US dollar. The head of research for NH Korindo Securities Indonesia, Resi Priyambada, said the rupiah continues to trade in the red. A sign of Indonesia's macroeconomic recovery has yet to materialize. The lack of a balancing sentiment both from external market as well as from Indonesian macroeconomic fundamentals means that the government is not doing much to stabilize the fluctuation of rupiah. An analyst from Platon Niaga Berjangka, Lukman Leon, said that despite all that, Bank Indonesia's efforts to buy back bonds from the secondary market has helped the rupiah from sinking further against the greenback. Lukman added that although rather unsustainable, Bank Indonesia actions could help alleviate fears among domestic market players, which is quite necessary in light of the constant appreciation of the US dollar against the world's currencies. China and Japan are locked in an increasingly heated contest to build Indonesian fast high-speed railway, with the Asian giants sweetening deals and tuning up the chant as time runs out toward Jakarta. Japan, a top three investor in Indonesia with huge stakes in the automotive and mining sectors, seems destined to build the high-speed railway until China muscle in with a counter-offer early this year. President Joko Widodo stuck to competitive spirit of the two Asian powerhouses as he toured China and Japan in April, trying to drum up much-needed investment for multi-billion dollar overhaul of the Indonesian aging infrastructure. China is not seeking any funding guarantees from the Indonesian government and has promised construction would begin this year, with the network up and running later than 2019. Japan's proposal is slightly more expensive than its rival, and it's only promising trains would hit the track in 2021. On the plus side, it has offered a lower interest rate of 0.1%, a fraction of 2.0% China has put forward. Indonesian officials are aware of Japan's growing record in this space and are wary of elements of Beijing speech. The newly inaugurated Chief of Bank Indonesian representative for North and South America, Erwin Haryono, said that his office will conduct monitoring to come with early prediction of global financial movement. It was intended to ease the Indonesian government to make policies related to rupiah depreciation against dollar. He also mentioned that his office is responsible to maintain positive perception of American investor towards the Indonesian economy as Indonesia still has a strong economic fundamentals basis for foreign investment development within the country.
menjadi penting juga dalam konteks sekarang ini.
It is important as for now to maintain positive perception on Indonesia's economy. Some said that it is vulnerable economic situation, even if it is a debatable theory. But our obligation here is to provide explanation that such economic vulnerability situation was not bad as they think, as we have a strong economic fundamental. Erwin Haryono also stated that his party needs to closely monitor the Federal Reserve Fund rate movement that will impact global monetary policies, including Indonesia. Bank Indonesia predicted that the Fed will announce its fund rate September, but it could be delayed to the end of this year or early 2016 if the U.S. economy indicators improvement is hampered. In line with President Joko Widodo's plan to revise regulation on Bahasa Indonesian acquisition towards foreign workers, Director of Indonesian Investment and Promotion Center, BKPM New York, Yos Harman said it was necessary to master. I should say, it was not necessary to master Bahasa Indonesia before starting to work in Indonesia. He said that such regulation will slow down foreign investment performance, which on the other hand Indonesia needs to accelerate. However, he mentioned that such exception might be applied to some specific skills of workers. I think we cannot push that for them to be qualified in Bahasa Indonesia. We can do that later when they have arrived, not before they leave to Indonesia. We might open Bahasa Indonesia lesson for them later. I mean for workers with certain qualified skills that we cannot find in Indonesia. If we push it to them, I'm afraid it will slow down their project while we need it to be accelerated. I believe it is easy to learn Bahasa Indonesia.
Dan saya kira Bahasa Indonesia nggak sulit kok.
Furthermore, Yosman Harman admitted that qualifying Bahasa Indonesia will make knowledge transfer easier among domestic and foreign workers. However, he said that such Bahasa Indonesia qualification has never been an obstacle for investor and foreign workers to come with their work and investment activities. Indonesian International Boot Fair will be held on September 2nd until 6, 2015. South Korea will be the guest of honor in this annual event. The book and cultural performance from Korea will be sent in this book fair. Indonesian International Book Fair is a cooperation of Indonesian Publisher Association, IKAPI, and the Minister of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Director General of the Culture of the Minister of Education and Culture, Kacun Marijan, in a press conference in Jakarta on Tuesday said, this boot fair is organized to boost reading habit in this country. Besides, this boot fair is to attract foreign publishers to publish books from Indonesian writers overseas.
Kita sih dorong agar karya-karya kita itu diketahui.
We encourage so that our books are known, but also enjoyed by other countries, so that we are not just a consumer of culture, but also cultural producers in international arena.
Di kancah internasional, yang juga memperkenalkan dan mempengaruhi tadi konvergensi di dalam budaya internasional.
We are also introduced and affect convergence international world. Kacun Edi Malaysia is the most purchased copyright books from Indonesian authors. This book fair will sell books from 24 publishers from many countries, including Korea, Netherlands, Germany, Singapore, Arab Saudi, and Malaysia. On the same occasion, Director International of Values and Cultural Diplomacy, Hari Widianto, said in this book fair, the Minister of Education and Culture will sell and promote the culture, arts, and literacy of Indonesia at Matrafis Gallery Literacy and Culture of Indonesia. In this gallery, some books from writers are also displayed, which will be also brought to the Frankfurt Fair 2015, where Indonesia will guest as honor this year. Charity Front Musaki through national charity agencies Basnas will be redistributed to Muslim people in Gaza, Palestine, in cooperation with Dar al-Quran al-Karim wal-Sunnah. $2,900 charity will be used to help 675 needy residents in the war zone. This aid program was provided through a unique way by getting them to shop to the supermarket and choose their individual needs such as rice, sugar, tea, pasta, cooking oil, cheese, milk, juice, and eggs. Those goods will be purchased by using card vouchers. Coordinator of the Dar al-Quran al-Karim wal-Sunnah program, Hani Trayasa, This program can help economic needs of poor residents around Gaza. Director of the State Institute of Islam Studies, IIN, Professor Zainal Abidin said that the Seltomini 2015 event will not only reflect maritime and cultural values but also Islamic values. He also said on Tuesday that the Seltomini 2015 event would also bring together not only people from a certain ethnic group or religion but also thousands of visitors from various ethnic groups and from different regions, even people from different nations. Professor Zainal Abidin, who is also the chairman of the Indonesian Ulama Council for Fallu City, added that Seltomini will not only a ceremonial event held to promote maritime cultural potential but also an occasion that celebrated and nurtured religious harmony. The last item, the agriculture minister said the price of local soybean has dropped to 4,500 rupiah per kilogram due to excessive imported soybeans. Hasil Sembirin, the minister director general for food crops, on Tuesday said that if the price is this low, no one wants to plant. Previously, the price of local soybean was around 6,000 rupiah per kilogram, while the price from the government was 8,400 rupiah per kilogram. Local soybean production is just around 969,000 tons per year, while the national needs every year around 2.2 million tons, with import covering the rest. However, according to Hasil, the national needs can also be met if local soybeans is sold at a good price. Regarding imported soybean quota, Hasil said importers later will be obliged to include local soybean. This requirement is still under discussion by the Agriculture Minister and the Trade Minister. That's news. Thanks for listening.
Well, listener, here is commentary read by Steve. Thousands of people, mostly refugees from Syria and Afghanistan, are trying to bet their fortune to the Western Europe. They arrived on an inhabited land in Greece-Macedonia border a few days ago. Huge flow of refugees who want to enter or just cross the territory of Macedonia has pushed the country's government to declare a state of emergency and close the border for 24 hours on Thursday, August 20th. But after clashes between the police and migrants, leaving at least 8 refugees injured on Friday evening, August 21, the police began to allow some refugees to cross the border. They are the groups of refugees consisting of thousands of people who then took train to the north to reach the Western Europe. The condition of the refugees is apparently under control of the United Nations. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, or UNHCR, expressed concern over the worsening situation on the borders. High Commissioner for the Refugees Antonio Guterres discussed the issue with the Foreign Minister of Macedonia, Nikola Popovski, and received certainty that the border will not be closed again in the future. The United Nations Agency also asked the European Union to give aid to the countries affected by the movement of refugees in the southeastern Europe. The agency urged the European countries to act together to address this crisis and help the affected countries such as Greece, Macedonia, and Serbia. According to data from UNHCR, thousands of refugees, mostly from Syria, Afghanistan, and Iraq, have visited Greece for weeks. The goal is to continue the journey through the Macedonia and Serbia to reach the European Union zone. What drives them to be willing to risk their life of leaving their homeland? Is living in their hometown much more comfortable than leaving other countries? There is an Indonesian proverb saying that it's golden rain in foreign country, but it's stone rain at home. This means that hometown is better to live in. However, this proverb doesn't apply to the refugees because of the security and economic conditions in the home countries, forcing them to leave their homeland. Macedonia and Serbia are not the member states of European Union, but after the refugees manage to get into one of these countries, they will be able to cross to the Hungary, a member of European Union. After reaching Hungary, they will be able to enter the countries of the European Union. In one of these European countries, the refugees will bet their fortune. Well, listener, that's commentary today.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Welcome back to Today in History, a daily segment of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, which brings back people and events from this day in the past as recorded in history. We start from August 26, 1920, the American Women's Equality Day. Women's Equality Day, which was commemorated on August 26, 1920, initiated by the commemoration of the U.S. Constitution that allowing the people to choose women candidates. August 26 is celebrated as a turning point in the history of the women's struggle who fight for equal rights and treatment in the United States. Prior to 1920, has recorded 72-year campaign demanding equal rights and treatment to women in the United States. Previously, the movement was ignored. Nowadays, gender equality and the movement which demanding equal rights and treatment of women has grown rapidly. More than just sharing the rights and obligations that wants to be equated, but also with the movement of employment opportunities and rising position in the world of work for women. The movement eventually evolved not only in the United States, but also encouraging women around the world to fight and demanding rights and equality among the society. Next information on August 26, 1969. The National Sports Week PON 7 was held in Surabaya, East Java on August 26 to September 6, 1969. Chairman of the committee of the 7th PON was Akub Zainal. The cancellation of the 6th PON caused the decision of the House of the 7th PON was postponed. The Center of Indonesian National Sports Committee, KONI Pusat, held the first national sport meeting in Jakarta, but has not managed to decide the host city for PON 7. Then, at the first KONI plenary session on February 26 to 29, 1968, it was designated Banjarmasin as the host city of PON 7. However, South Kalimantan could not bear the heavy task. With a variety of considerations and calculations on negotiations between KONI and the Directorate General of Sport, the choice was finally given to Surabaya. We conclude today's segment of Today in History with the next event on August 26, 2004, an accident of tanker truck in Germany. The tanker truck hit the guardrail and fell to 90 feet, resulting in a huge explosion and fire caused in a load that is not proportional to the ability of the bridge. Meanwhile, repairing cost of $40 million and the cost to replace the bridge was estimated at $318 million. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Hello listener, welcome to Voice Green. Today's edition entitled Indonesian Hosted, the Forum of the First Regional Business of the World Coral Reef Triangles. Indonesia will host the First Regional Business Forum of the World Coral Reef Triangle, which will be held on 27 to 29 of August in Bali. More than 300 businessmen, government representatives and non-governmental organizations from six Coral Triangle countries will participate in the forum. This business forum will discuss the policy, strategy and innovation in the field of marine tourism. In addition, to promote the concept of business in the Coral Triangle region as a center of world marine biodiversity. Coral Reefs Triangle covers Indonesia, Malaysia, Papua New Guinea, Philippines, Solomon Islands, and Timor-Leste. The forum, which will last for 3 days, is organized by the Coordinating Ministry of Maritime Affairs, Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, the Ministry of Tourism, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, in cooperation with the Regional Secretariat of the Coral Triangle Initiative on Coral Reefs, Fisheries and Food Security, or CTICFF. There are three main agendas in this meeting, namely the Conference of Sustainable Maritime Tourism, Marine Tourism Investment Forum in the Coral Triangle, and meeting between entrepreneurs, as well as Marine Tourism Exhibition. Director General of Maritime, Coastal and Small Islands, Indonesian Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, Sudirman Saad, recently in Jakarta said, "The responsible management of business is badly needed for the long-term preservation of the World Coral Reef Triangle area."
Pertemuan Regional Business Forum ini yang kali ini mengambil tema pariwisata secara berkelanjutan dengan memanfaatkan potensi sumber daya koral kita.
The regional meeting of business forum with the theme "The Sustainable Tourism by Using Our Coral Resources Potential." It means that, firstly, to build awareness to Indonesian people toward marvelous potential besides developing fishery, it is also important to tourism. We hoped the forum will give explanation to business world in particular that there is potential that should be developed mutually. Since Coral Triangle is an area which is actually included to 6 countries and survive many people around coastal area who depend their life on coral.
Yang harus kita kembangkan secara bersama karena Coral Triangle area ini merupakan suatu kawasan yang sebetulnya selain bersentuhan 6 negara juga menghidupi banyak sekali orang di wilayah pesisir dan menggantungkan hidupnya pada terumbu karang ini.
Sudirman Saad added, the forum opened a number of opportunities of business and increasing investment from the private sectors. Meanwhile, Director Executive of the Regional Coral Triangle Initiative on Coral Reefs, Fisheries and Food Security, Widi Pratikno, said, the business forum is a good chance since the forum unites all stakeholders, including the government, NGO, and the private sector. In addition, the meeting also becomes a good facility for Coral Triangle countries to marketing their tourism objects as the world tourism destination. Data from the World Tourism and Traveling Council shows that the traveling and tourism industry in the 6 Coral Triangle countries has brought significant economic impact. In 2014, the industry has brought a big contribution of $58 billion to the growth development product, or GDP, in the 6 countries. Besides, it has provided employment to more than 5 million people. The forum will be attended by Minister of Environment and Conservation of Papua New Guinea, Chairman of the Council of CTICFF Ministers, Malaysian Minister of Tourism and Culture, Minister of Culture and Tourism of Solomon Islands, and a number of other business leaders as well. Listener, that was Voy Green. I'm Harnita. Thank you for listening. Dear listener, welcome to headline of some national newspapers published on Wednesday, August 26th in Jakarta. We start from Kompas. The Daily writes in its headline about all economic instruments moved on. President Joko Widodo said the government tries to work to overcome economic slowdown occurred in the country. All instruments are already moving and fixing regulations. The people must be optimistic in order to influence market sentiment. In addition to mobilize all the instruments of government, effort to overcome the economic slowdown also be reached by taking the deregulation toward various rules that impede or interfere with the performance of the business world. It is hoped investment is getting more smoothly so that economic market move forward. Joko Widodo said the slowdown in economic growth that occurred more dominant caused by external factors, namely the global economic crisis, not by the condition of domestic economy. The cause of the economic slowdown should be understood by the people so that they can help the government to restore the declining condition by growing optimism or confidence in the community. The mass media can help to convey the positive news so that the psychology of the market can also move positively. Republika Daily writes in its headline about KPK remains to crack down the policy. The Corruption Eradication Commission KPK evaluated. Administrative mistake occurred by the state officials can still be dragged into the criminal law. If it is found the state losses from administrative mistake, state officials can still be charged with the crime. KPK Deputy Chairman Adnan Pandu Praja said the state losses cannot be ignored. It was announced by Adnan related to the demand of President Joko Widodo that law enforcement officials do not crack down on criminal state based on the policies they have made. Media Indonesia in its headline writes about dwelling time process will be handled for 1 month. Coordinating Minister of Maritime Rizal Ramli formed task force to overcome the dwelling time issue at Tanjung Priok Port. Rizal provides 1 month for the team to handling the dwelling time issue. He targeting dwelling time at the port declined from 5.6 days to become 2.5 days. It was over then President Jokowi's decision of 4.5 days. Minister Rizal said the task force has been formed, roadmap and strategy has been decided. Jakarta Metro Police will follow the duty by breaking down bribery case in Tanjung Priok. The police then formed a special task force for handling the case. That was headline.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. The rupiah interbank exchange rate fell again by 11 points at the start of the Wednesday trading session to commence trading at 14,065 rupiah per US dollar. China and Japan are locked in an increasingly heated contest to build Indonesian first high-speed railway, with the Asian giants sweetening deals and tuning up the charm as time runs out to woo Jakarta. Japan, a top three investor in Indonesia with huge stakes in automotive and mining sector, seems destined to build a high-speed railway until China muscle with a counteroffer early this year. The newly inaugurated Chief of Bank Indonesian representative for North and South America, Erwin Haryono, said that his office will conduct monitoring to count with early prediction on global financial movement. In line with President Joko Widodo's plan to revise regulation on Bahasa Indonesia acquisition towards foreign workers, Director of Indonesian Investment Promotion Center, BKPM New York, Yos Harman, said it was not necessary to master Bahasa Indonesia before starting to work in Indonesia. Indonesia International Boat Fair will be held on September 2nd until 6, 2015. South Kari will be the guest of honor in this annual event. The book and cultural performance from Kari will be sung in this boat fair. Indonesia International Boat Fair is a cooperation of Indonesian Publisher Association IKAPI and the Minister of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Charity Front Musaki through the national charity agency Basnas will be redistributed to Muslim people in Gaza, Palestine. In cooperation with Dar al-Quran al-Karim wal Sunnah, $20,900 charity will be used to help 675 needy residents in the war zone. Director of the State Institute of Islamic Studies, Professor Zainal Abidin, said the SAIL Tomini 2015 event will not only reflect maritime and cultural values, but also Islamic values. The Agriculture Minister said the price of local soybean has dropped to 4,500 rupiah per kilogram due to excessive imported soybean. Hasil Sembirin, the Minister Director General for Food Crops, said on Tuesday that if the price is this low, no one wants to plant. Previously, the price of local soybean was around 6,000 rupiah per kilogram, while the price from the government was 8,400 rupiah per kilogram. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157, Jakarta, Indonesia, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again on Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, special food, arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to a culinary tour in Kalimantan. Stay tuned. Listener, lontong is a traditional dish from Indonesia. Developing among Javanese people, this dish is made of rice which is wrapped inside a banana leaf and steamed for several hours. Because it is boiled in a banana leaf, lontong has green color outside, while inside it has white color. Generally, lontong is served with various other food such as satay, rujak or fruit salad, or goat curry. This dish is found in various regions in Indonesia as an alternative food to replace rice. While doing culinary tour in various cities in Indonesia, you will find food similar to lontong but with different names. For example, in North Kalimantan, especially Nunukan Regency, where you will find food similar to lontong named lubalaya. This food is typical food of Dayak Lundaye, subtribe of Dayak, which is native people of Kalimantan. In Dayak Lundaye language, luba means rice and laya means mashi, so it means mashi rice. Just like its name, this food has mashi texture. Usually, it is served in a traditional ceremony to welcome guests and statehood big days. When cooking lubalaya, first, the rice is cleaned and wrapped in intip leaf. Intip leaf is kind of heliconia, which is usually planted in the park. Intip leaf is used to get typical aroma. But because it is difficult to find this leaf, now lubalaya is mostly wrapped in banana leaf. but it does not reduce the taste of lubalaya. This culinary is usually eaten with telu or bitter. Listener, telu is made of beef or chicken, which is mixed with rice. This rice is then mixed with mountain salt. This food is difficult to make. What makes it difficult to make is that ingredients are mixed and put into bamboo and closed tight. Then the dough in the bamboo is planted in rice field by soaking it for a month with the edge of the bamboo is left, which is closed for 5 cm long from the soil surface. The fermentation result of meat, rice and mountain salt produces telu, which is delicious when it is eaten with lubalaya. Besides with telu, lubalaya can also be eaten with bitter. The main ingredient of bitter is small mushrooms which grow on terap tree, a typical tree of Kalimantan. These mushrooms are mixed with rice, mountain salt, and afa leaf which grows in the forest in South Krayan. All of dried ingredients are pounded until refined and then cooked. Because it is difficult to get ingredients to make telu or bitter, and it takes a long time to make, so lubalaya is often served with other kinds of food. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder featuring lubalaya, special dish from Kalimantan. We meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Thank you for listening. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment of our RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, inviting you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Bekerja di Singapura, or in English, Working in Singapore. So, stay tuned. Listener, as usual, first we will introduce you to several vocabulary and expressions related to our topic. I will read them 2 times and you can repeat after me. Bekerja, bekerja, which means to work. Kamu ada di mana? Kamu ada di mana? Which means where are you? Di Jakarta, di Jakarta, which means in Jakarta. Aku dengar, which means I heard. Mau bekerja di Singapura, mau bekerja di Singapura, which means want to work in Singapore. Benar, benar, which means true. Namun, namun, which means but. Paspor, paspor, which means passport. Sudah habis masa berlakunya. sudah habis masa berlakunya, which means has already expired. Perpanjang, perpanjang, which means to extend. Terlebih dahulu, which means in advance. Bekerja sebagai apa? Bekerja sebagai apa? Which means, what do you do? Guru Bahasa Indonesia. Guru Bahasa Indonesia. Which means, Indonesian Language Teacher. Sekolah Menengah Pertama. Sekolah Menengah Pertama. Which means, Junior High School. Berapa lama? Berapa lama? Which means, how long? Mungkin. Mungkin. Which means, maybe. 2 tahun. 2 tahun. Which means, 2 years. Tinggal di mana? Tinggal di mana? Which means, where do you live? Sewa apartemen 1 kamar. Sewa apartemen 1 kamar. Which means to rent 1-room apartment. Hati-hati. Hati-hati. Which means take care. Semoga sukses. Semoga sukses. Which means good luck. Terima kasih. Terima kasih. Which means thank you. Now, we will give you an example of the conversation using the vocabularies and the phrases. The conversation are entitled Bekerja di Singapura or Working in Singapore. I will read them 2 times and you can repeat after me. The conversation is between Nina or A and Lucy or B. A. Halo Lucy, kamu ada di mana? Halo Lucy, kamu ada di mana? Which means, hello Lucy, where are you? B. Aku di Jakarta. Aku di Jakarta. Which means, I'm in Jakarta. A. Aku dengar kamu mau bekerja di Singapura. Aku dengar kamu mau bekerja di Singapura. Which means, I heard you want to work in Singapore. B. Benar. Namun pasporku sudah habis masa berlakunya. Benar, namun pasporku sudah habis masa berlakunya. Which means, that's right, but my passport has expired. Aku harus perpanjang paspor terlebih dahulu. Aku harus perpanjang paspor terlebih dahulu. Which means, I have to extend my passport first. A. Kamu bekerja sebagai apa di sana? Kamu bekerja sebagai apa di sana? Which means, what do you do there? B. Aku bekerja sebagai guru bahasa Indonesia di sekolah menengah pertama. Aku bekerja sebagai guru bahasa Indonesia di sekolah menengah pertama. Which means, I work as an Indonesian language teacher in junior high school. A. Berapa lama kamu bekerja di sana? Berapa lama kamu bekerja di sana? Which means, how long have you been working there? B. Mungkin 2 tahun. Mungkin 2 tahun. Which means, maybe 2 years. A. Kamu tinggal di mana? Kamu tinggal di mana? Which means, where do you live? B. Aku menyewa apartemen 1 kamar. Aku menyewa apartemen 1 kamar. Which means, I rent a 1-room apartment. Oh begitu, hati-hati dan semoga sukses. Oh begitu, hati-hati dan semoga sukses. Which means, oh I see, take care and good luck. happy. Terima kasih. Terima kasih. Which means thank you. Listener, that's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. Thank you very much for your attention, and we will meet again next week with another edition of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Listener, besides through shortwave at 9525 kHz, you can tune us through audio streaming and an application of RRI Play on your smartphone. Listener, welcome to Music Corner, a special program which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. Today we'll introduce you to a music group, namely Bin Band, which enliven the music industry in Indonesia. Let's listen to the first song entitled Rumah Cinta from Bin Band.
Bye.
consisted of four personnel, namely Nando the vocalist, Kiki keyboardist, Baim drummer, and Aswin bassist. The name of being derived from brilliant energy acoustic of Nebula. It means each song they compose will become the shining star and will produce good energy for people, especially music lovers in Indonesia. Bin Band was officially formed on January 1, 2009. The personnel of the band, Aswin, said that their music is actually based on pop alternative genre. Bin Band presents Britpop music that combines some music composition similar to the music of the British bands such as Pulp, Blur, New Order, The Smiths, Lightning Seeds, Embrace, and Travis. The music of Bin Band is dominated by piano instrument, unlike that mostly depend on guitar as its main instrument. It has become the attractiveness of the band. To avoid vacancy in their music instrument, Aswin added that the vacancy will be fully charged with keyboard instrument. Talking about lyric, Bin Band remained to choose romantic nuance. Kiki, the keyboardist, who composed mostly songs of Bin Band, inspired with the real events, not imagination. Well, listener, let's listen to the second song from Bin Band, entitled Dariku Untukmu.
Sampai di hari ini tak kutemukan cintaku, seakan hidup ini tak ada artinya lagi. Karena aku tak bisa memilihnya, ku hanya rindu dirimu di sini, temani hidupku. Dariku untukmu, sebuah kata maaf yang mungkin bisa mengobati hatimu dari luka yang ku buat. Bagiku dirimu lebih dari apapun itu. Kembalilah kau kepadaku, aku membutuhkanmu.
Bin Band called their music concept as pop alternative because they want to bring their music career freely, not be separated by music genres. In their first album, Bin actually used piano as the main instrument, will add a new color exactly in the Indonesian music world. The lyric of Bean's music is easy listening with a simple arrangement, however, it can present high-quality music. The band hoped their existence can be accepted well by people, especially adults and those who love pop music. Produced by Bimo Sulaksono, or ex-Natural Personal, and Baby Romeo, Bean is optimistic the future they will come and bring a new thing for the country's music. Well, listener, to conclude today's music corner, let's listen to the two songs from Bean Band, Bertemu Dengannya and Inilah Waktunya. Enjoy the songs and sampai jumpa.
Ku tak pernah menyangka untuk berjumpa dengannya, dia yang pernah singgah dalam hidupku.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.